What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds No Filter. For this one, I decided to do something special. You can hear the birds chirping in the background, even though in New York it's still cold as shit in the spring. I don't know what the hell is going on, but I decided to do something special. You know, I did a lot of classic interviews over the years, and this one right here was very special to me because it was a lost interview that I couldn't find for like 10 years. Jordan Tower had filmed it. And then it just so happens that I kept asking him about it, and he was looking for it. Because back then, we used to have to put interviews on tapes, mini DVs. So long story short, he couldn't find the interview. Prodigy ended up passing away, rest in peace to Prodigy. So that kind of like forced him to look for it a little bit more in depth. So he ended up finding it. And we put the interview out. It's on Forbes DVD. You can see this whole video. But the thing that was crazy about it is that, you know, some people thought, oh, Prodigy died and y'all put the interview out to exploit his death, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, how could I exploit somebody's death with something that I did that's a piece of history? You know, it's a part of my archives. It's a part of what I've done. And I felt like the world needed to see it because right after that, you see what happened to his mural and you've seen many things come out. And I felt like in this interview, some of his explanations of what was going on and some of the ways that he felt was what led to some of the things that happened after his death, like as far as his mural and stuff like that. So I thought it was important for people to see. Plus, it's my work. I don't feel like I should hold on to any of my work. And this is back when people wasn't really doing in-depth interviews. They would ask some stupid shit like where you see yourself in 5 years and, you know, shit like that. You know, when I used to do interviews, I used to go in. I would hold them there for like 1 hour, 2 hours doing an interview. So I was podcasting before I knew what the term was. And, you know, a lot of people say, yo, podcast, yo, you should put out your video. You know, podcasting is audio. So sometimes I do rip the audio and put it on my YouTube. And it's not always video because I want you to get used to hearing my voice with the audio. Sometimes I have video. A lot of times I have video. But the audio is very, very important for podcasting because you got people who's doing video and they're saying it's a podcast and it's not. Podcasting is audio. Get that through your fucking head. I don't know how many times I got to say that to y'all. Podcasting is audio. And you could do video with it, which makes it, you know, better. But then you got people telling me how I could get views and all that, like I'm lacking in views. And another thing, motherfuckers talking about I'm buying subscribers and all that shit. I ain't never been no lame dude who had to buy anything. Because if I was going to buy subscribers, then I put my shit at 500,000. I'm about to hit that 100K. Thanks to everybody who subscribed. If I was about buying shit, then I would have 100,000 Instagram followers, Twitter. I believe in getting shit organic. So I know exactly who and what I'm dealing with. I do not want to cheat. You know, I'd rather get everything organic. So I know if I have 10,000 real G's following me, I'd rather have 10,000 real G's than 200,000 fake G's and think that I got the support. And then I'm wondering why the numbers are not coming back right. Because the numbers are fake. You know, it just is what it is. But without further ado, you know me, I get on my soapbox. Digital Soapbox is the network. So, you know, I get on my soapbox. Before I go, I want to shout out to the homie O-Myth from the Bronx. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check him out. O-Myth, O-M-Y-T-H, O-Myth. Make sure you check him out. Put that name in there. I'm going to put that in the description too. So y'all could, you know, check out his Instagram and his music. Shout out to the homie O-Myth. And shout out to the McAnally Show, McAnally Podcast. That's on Digital Soapbox Network. Shout out to the Plug Podcast. Shout out to everybody on the network. But I definitely shout those shows out because they don't have a celebrity on the show. They are the celebrities. You know, the other shows we got are more people who are more popular. So they don't need my promo. I could promo them, but they don't need my promo. So I'd rather show love to the underdogs on the network. So shout out to the McAnally Podcast. You can see that on DigitalSoapboxNetwork.com, or you could just put that in your iTunes, which you should be doing anyway, man. I can't be telling people every week, subscribe and all that shit, man. Either you going to do it or you not. fuck all that. I can't be seeming like I'm begging people to fuck with me. But in this Prodigy interview, you know, I kind of went there and I wanted to just give you a little backstory on the interview. We was in Midtown and Jordan Tower was shooting a lot of videos for Prodigy at the time. Prodigy, I believe, was about to go into jail. So this is around that time. He was about to go to prison. He already got convicted for his gun. I think it was a gun charge that he had. Either he got sentenced or he was going to get sentenced. I'm not really sure, but I know he was going to prison. He knew he was going in. So him and Jordan Tower did a whole lot of videos. So he needed an interview because the interview was supposed to go on Prodigy's DVD to go with the videos. I don't know what happened with that. That's not my concern. So I went to do the interview and you could see in the beginning of the interview and you could hear in the beginning of the interview, he was a little apprehensive to talk about certain things. And then, you know me, how I do what I do, I get you to warm up. And once you warm up and you open up, it was all, you know, uphill from there. Well, I think you say uphill, no, or down. Well, I don't know, because that terminology was always weird. Downhill, I guess, means fucked up, but wouldn't uphill mean fucked up? I don't know. But anyway, yeah, so it was just all good for, let's just say it was all good from there. Prodigy just opened up, and, you know, we just got really into talking, got in depth about the issues with Jay-Z, how he felt about Nas, Lakey the Kid, Sherman the Worm, Saigon. So much was covered in this interview. And, you know, it was a good interview. And I like to share with the people. Mind you, this audio is from the camera. So it's not like audio like you would hear now that's directly into the microphone podcasting format or how I do it now where the audio is a little. So, you know, forgive the audio. But, man, it's still Prodigy in rare form, you know. So shout out to everybody who, you know, who support. Doggy Diamonds No Filter is the podcast. Make sure you subscribe. We on iHeart Radio now, so make sure you go there. iTunes, everywhere, you know. So without further ado, let's get into this Prodigy interview. I'll holler at y'all later on. Peace.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. What it is, people? It's your boy Doggy Diamonds. I'm here with the man P. P. What's the word?
What up?
All right, we here up in the studio. We here mixing out. Tell them what y'all doing up in here.
Yeah, right now, just working on HNIC2, you know what I mean? Getting it cracking, you know what I'm saying? Doing the final touches on it, you know what I mean? Tweaking up the sounds, mixing it, you know? So doing the last parts.
How did that come out to you? How the album coming out to you?
Shit's gangster, you know what I mean? Shit's straight fire.
If you had to compare it to some of the greatest albums of all time, like, where does it stand with those albums?
To me, it's like ain't no comparison, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't compare it, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm bringing something new to the table with this album. So you really can't compare this to nothing that ever came out in rap, you know what I'm saying?
So is this album, like, is this the album you've been on? Yeah. This album right here, like, do you feel like you had to do this album before you had to, you know, go do the bit, or this is something that you've been wanting to do?
Nah, this has already been in effect, you know what I mean? Okay. HNIC2. It's something that I've been working on, you know what I mean, ever since the first one, you know what I mean? Just been Mobb Deep and doing deals, you know what I mean? Getting our money, doing tours, doing what we had to do. So when I finally finished all that, I had some time to sit down and really finish my album, you know what I'm saying?
So, like, you're working on a lot of projects, you know what I'm saying? Like, when do you say it's time for me to go in and do my P project?
I mean, basically, I could just feel when it's time, you know what I mean? When it's just, I could just feel it, like, all right. Time to put something out, you know what I'm saying? Well,
so like how much people probably want to know how much verses, how many rhymes you have to write to make all these, you know, these projects complete? Like, how much you have to sit there and concentrate on your writing?
I mean, serious, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not a joke. We making these songs, you know what I mean? We making something, first of all, that I gotta make something that I would listen to, you know what I'm saying? Something that I would like. And second of all, something that people spend their money on, you know what I mean? Because this is a business we in, and we in the business of selling records, you know what I mean? And people are only going to spend their money on some shit that sound good, you know what I'm saying?
So I wanted to ask you, like, you being Prodigy, you're known as one of the most lyrical artists in hip-hop history. Like, if you look at yourself, how you see yourself? You think you know what I'm saying? How you feel about yourself?
I definitely feel like, you know, I'm doing my job, you know what I mean? Because when I'm out in the world and shit, I see people and they just be like, yo, keep doing that shit. You got to drop some shit, son. You got to drop some shit. like anywhere I go is the same shit. So it's like, that tells me right there that I'm doing my job right. You know what I'm saying?
So from you being so lyrical, you had little, you know, sparring sessions with some of the top, you know, what people consider to be the top artists too. Like, what'd that tell you right there about you?
I mean, it just like, you know, shit happens, and you know, to me, like, you know, somebody say something, I gotta come out and say something. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain shit, I can't let that shit fly. You know what I'm saying? So we had a lot of like rap drama with niggas or whatever have you. You know what I'm saying? And we just that's what happens in music. You know what I'm saying? In rap music. You know what I'm saying?
Like, but why do you
that's
think,
what it is.
Why do you think like? It's not that you're a target. Why do you think that you always get into those sparring? Why do you think that is?
Because just like I just said, you know what I'm saying? I don't let certain shit fly, you know what I'm saying? So if somebody say something wrong or say something I don't like, I'm gonna speak up on it, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. It's always me. Niggas don't never like try to start some shit with me. The only person that did that was probably like Saigon when he was burning our album cover. Like, that's the only nigga that really started some shit. Like, any other thing, it was just like me speaking out against somebody, you know, like Jay-Z said that line in his song about the fucking Snoop crushing the buildings, all that. You know what I mean? I spoke out against that shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I felt like he was dead wrong for saying that, so, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that, you know what I mean? Niggas just be, you know, I gotta correct certain niggas, you know what I'm saying?
So, when you spoke out against the situation with Jay-Z, was you kind of pissed off at a lot of other artists that they should have said something to?
Nah. I don't give a fuck by any other artists, you know what I'm saying? I was just speaking my mind.
You felt like it's something that you had to say, though, right?
Yeah, definitely, because where was he when all that shit was going on, you know what I'm saying? We was the only ones doing popping it off, us and Biggie, you know what I'm saying? So he had no right to even speak on that shit, you know what I'm saying?
So dealing with the current situation, you were saying something about, like, what you think was going on through Saigon mind when he decided that he wanted to burn y'all shit on the DVD?
I think Saigon was just doing a publicity stunt, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get some recognition, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's all it was, really, because why else would he do it? Either that, or he was riding for his people, true life, you know what I'm saying? One or the other, you know what I'm saying? Probably a little bit of both, you know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, I know you be in Brooklyn, you be in Queens, we in Manhattan right now, you be all over. Like, do you think it's a situation where you should just, like, niggas should just see each other and be like, yo, let's kill that corny shit? Because I know you deal with knowledge itself, you know, you deal with knowledge itself. Like, do you want to sometimes just see niggas and be like, yo, kill that corny shit?
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I mean? Like, if someone get some recognition, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's all it was, really, because why else would he do it? Either that, or he was riding for his people, true life, you know what I'm saying? One or the other, you know what I'm saying? Probably a little bit of both, you know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, I know you be in Brooklyn, you be in Queens, we in Manhattan right now, you be all over. Like, do you think it's a situation where you should just, like, niggas should just see each other and be like, yo, let's kill that corny shit? Because I know you deal with knowledge itself, you know, you deal with knowledge itself. Like, do you want to sometimes just see niggas and be like, yo, kill that corny shit?
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I mean? Like, if somebody burning our album cover, you know what I'm saying? I want to see him get beat up, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to kill the corny shit. I want to see that nigga get beat up, son. Like, you disrespect him, burning my flag, you know what I'm saying? Straight like that. So that's how I look at it. Like, ain't no killing that, you know what I'm saying?
So you got a lot of niggas that those shots at you, what shit is like not worth you even responding to?
I mean, like, you know, just stupid shit. Like, I don't even know, you know what I'm saying? I would just have to hear it or something, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever. Like, you know what I mean?
So do you be like, listen, you be in the crib listening to shit and they come on, do niggas bring shit to your attention like, yo, P, such and such?
If somebody say something about Mobb Deep, I'm gonna find out about it. You know what I'm saying? If somebody say something about P, I'm gonna find out about it. Somebody gonna tell me, I'm gonna see it on the internet. Like, it's gonna get out there, you know what I mean?
So a lot of times with the rap battles, it's mostly you that do a lot of the, you know, responding to stuff like that. Man. Do Havoc fall back sometimes to say, get him P, or do, like, how does that work?
Havoc ain't even in all that shit. Havoc ignore niggas and just do him, you know what I'm saying? Me, like, I got a problem. Like, I got to speak up. Like, I can't be quiet about certain shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's like, just me.
So, the prodigy that we see in Mobb Deep and the prodigy that we see is the H&IC prodigy. Is there a difference between the two artists, or is it the same person?
Yeah, it's the same person, basically, you know what I mean?
So, like, what's your approach if recording to a Mobb, what's your approach, like, when you're recording a Mobb Deep album opposed to recording your solo album?
I take the same approach, huh? It's no different, you know what I mean?
So, like, you got a lot of you've been in a lot of situations with labels and stuff like that. Like, how is the business right now? Like, the music industry? Like, from your point of view, how you see that shit?
I mean, right now, it's popping, you know what I mean? It's going in all kinds of new directions, you know what I mean? It's more money to be made out there for rappers, more things you can get into, you know what I'm saying, besides rap. So it's definitely popping. It's a good time right now, you know what I mean? If you know what you're doing, you know what I mean? It's a good time.
Because you just showed us, like, the fucking, the illest phone we've seen since the shit. Like, you know, I don't think a lot of people know some of the ventures that you really into.
No doubt.
Just tell them some of the shit that you got going on besides being Prodigy the rapper.
I mean, number one, you know what I mean? I got Voxonic, you know what I mean? I'm partners with the owners of Voxonic, so I own a part of the company with them. And basically, we got a technology that can take a song and translate it to any world, any language in the world, you know what I mean? And it's actually, like, whoever's song it, like, if it's my song, it'd be my voice saying in Russian, you know what I'm saying, or in German. Like, it's crazy. It's an ill technology that we own the patent on, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of ill right there. That's something that I'm involved with. And, you know, this new kite thing, the telephone shit you was talking about, you know what I mean? I got this kite phone where I could videotape, like, right now, I could videotape this interview and press send, and that shit'll go straight to my HNIC2.com webpage on the front page, you know what I mean? So it's a lot of new shit I'm dealing with, you know what I mean? A lot of new companies just out here running around making deals, making things happen. Like, you know, we've been doing this for a long time, so I know how to move around and make deals.
So you a veteran of this shit, and we, you know, everybody know you gotta go handle that on, you know, that little time that you got. Like, what are some of the things you trying to set up before you go in?
Shit. Like, just long as my album is, you know what I'm saying, out there, and I know that the marketing plan for it, you know, and the business for it is straight, you know what I mean, and my family is straight, that's all I'm really, you know what I mean, that's concerned with right now, you know what I mean, just my album, making sure the awareness is crazy out there, making sure everybody know the album is in stores in March, you know what I'm saying, like.
I think right now you're getting the songs you put out, are those leaked records, or are those going to be on the album?
I only put out one song called ABC from the album.
To the net.
Nah, I only put out one song called ABC from the album. Any other songs that's out there, not on my album.
Alright, so the ABC joint, you see you smashing the dude in the head. Yeah. The fucking TV and all that. Like, what was that video like, shooting that shit?
That shit was, we got Peter, you know what I mean? I forgot his last name, but he was in Pulp Fiction, he was in The Mask, he was in a bunch of movies. So, he was down with it, you know what I mean? He was feeling the song, he was feeling the concept of the video, like, you know, some corrupt hip-hop cops that's really demons, you know what I'm saying? And the concept of the video is just like some, you know, some like real unique looking shit, you know what I'm saying? Like something new for your eyes to look at on the TV screen, you know what I'm saying? It's not your average shit, you know what I mean?
So like you, I know you're not a stranger to dealing with police, you just happen to get jammed up in a situation, but I want you to tell the viewers and shit, like, what's some of the wild shit these niggas be doing? Like, cause you know you got these little white boys in Idaho right now. They don't know what go on in New York. Yeah. Tell them some of the shit that the hip hop cops be doing in there.
I mean, basically, you know what I mean? They'll pull us over and be like, yo, man, you know what I mean? We've been assigned to you. Get used to seeing us, you know what I mean? Get used to us being around, shit like that. And they'll try to get us to set people up. Like, they try to get me to set 50 up. You know what I mean? They just grimy, slimy niggas. They'll fucking, you know, fucking illegal search your car, you know what I mean? They'll plant shit in your car. Like, you gotta be careful dealing with these niggas. I've been promoting to the world, you know what I'm saying? Ever since my case, I've been promoting, like, niggas need to stop, you know what I'm saying? Buying all these rims and systems for their cars and doing all that shit for their cars and get cameras in their shit. So when the police pull niggas over, you can just press a button and record audio and video, you know what I'm saying? Because these niggas is grimy, you know what I'm saying? They murdering niggas for no reason. They just racist motherfuckers, son. It's serious, you know what I mean? Some real racist shit going on out here.
So legally, what could a lot of brothers do to avoid that shit from happening to them?
Like I said, you gotta protect yourself. You gotta have cameras, you gotta have recording devices, and you gotta be prepared for that kind of shit. You know what I mean? You never know what's gonna happen. You think it can't happen to you, but you're just an innocent person, you ain't doing no crime. It can happen to anybody, you know what I'm saying? Niggas be getting picked off the street, you know what I'm saying? You little white lady sitting in the back of the car, or even a black lady sitting in the back, no matter what the fuck color the motherfucker is, they like, yo, he did it. You know what I mean? They gonna arrest your ass, you know what I'm saying? So if you ain't got no proof that you ain't do that shit, you going to jail, you know what I'm saying?
So when you know, a lot of people want to know, like, when you got jammed up, the gun was in the car. Was it on your person or was it in the car?
Nah, it was in the car.
So, you know, a lot of people might say, yo, you know, P got a record, Alchemist don't got a record, like, why Alchemist didn't take hold that down for you?
Because you know what I mean, I don't tell people to if I get in some dirt, I handle my own dirt, you know what I'm saying? I don't put my dirt on nobody else.
So you just feel like it was your burn to fuck it, I'm aware.
Yeah, like, why would you be like, yo, hey, take that for me? Like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it was a different situation, maybe that would have happened, but I know what kinds of situations to do that in, and it wasn't one of those situations.
So the bad is being away from your family, being away from your kids. Yeah. If you could take good out of going in, what would you take good from the situation?
I mean, just like, you know, just gotta clean myself out, clean my body, my mind, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna be smoking, drinking, none of wild shit. I'ma just be, you know what I'm saying? Get my head together, get my body in shape, just thinking and writing, you know what I mean? That's it. Just gotta use that time for something good instead of using it for nothing. When I'm home, I don't waste a minute, you know what I'm saying, of my life. I'm always in the studio, I'm always doing something. So just imagine if I'm in jail and I'm stuck and I can't do nothing else, I gotta work. You know what I'm saying? I'm not wasting my life in jail either. You know what I'm saying? I'm be working even harder. You know what I'm saying? Because now, there's nothing, no distractions. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing else for me to do but concentrate. You know what I'm saying?
So what are some of the things, like, while you away, like, what are some of the things you would like to see happen while you away as far as your projects?
All I'm concerned with HNIC2. That's it. HNIC2. You know what I'm saying? Just want the world to be aware. My album is out there. And that's all they gotta know, you know what I'm saying? As long as they know that, I'm good, you know what I mean?
So from the single you released, I mean the leak record with the ABC and the video, like, how was the response that you've been getting from that?
We had like 100,000 in the first week, you know what I'm saying? 100,000 views, so that's gangster, you know what I'm saying? That's real good, you know what I mean? So it's definitely catching on like wildfire, you know what I'm saying? Word.
So how many videos you looking to shoot before you go in?
I got a video for every song on the album, you know what I'm saying? So, I got like 15 videos, you know what I'm saying?
So, talk about the album, like, who did some of the music on the album?
I just got Alchemist, I got Havoc, and I got Sid Rohms, that's it. And I got Scott Storch.
Yeah, you know Sid Rohms, they just got write-up on Hip Hop Game recently. So, like, I'm pretty sure you got submissions from a lot of people for that. Like, how you pick the music that you round to?
You know, it's just a feeling that you gotta have when you hear it, when it come on, you know what I mean? If you're feeling it, you know what I mean? Then that's it. You just gotta run with your feeling, you know what I'm saying? You gotta, you know, I'm just trained to pick beats, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, all right, that sound good, this don't sound good, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying?
So, like, when you picking your shit, like, do you ever hear something from, like, a known producer where you like, that shit is trash, and you send it back?
Oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? Even myself, man, I might write a song that's trash, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I ain't feeling that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit come with everything, beats, the lyrics, like, you just gotta, you know, sometimes, yeah, everything ain't gonna pop, you know what I'm saying?
So, like, who in your camp would say, yo, P, I ain't feeling that shit, and you scrapped the record?
I mean, like, shit, man, fuck, I don't know, man, you know what I mean? It depends, cause somebody just couldn't tell me, yo, I ain't feeling that shit,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have to really, he would have to make sense out of that shit to me, you know what I'm saying? If it's something that I'm feeling, you know what I mean? And anybody just be like, yo, I ain't feeling that. It gotta really make sense to me why he not feeling it, you know what I'm saying?
So you're on G-Unit Records.
Yeah.
You got the situation with Vox, that's
yeah, name? Voxonic.
Yeah. You had a deal with Koch before, right?
Yeah, I did my mixtape with Koch, Return to Mac.
And the first HNIC was on what label?
That was on Loud.
So now you got Loud Records that's supposed to be coming back into on play, like, how you feel about that?
Nah, I don't think is
they
Loud
were supposed
Records back.
To, I think you're trying to get the name back. I know it's SRC, but they were yeah. trying to get the name back.
I don't think they got it back though, because I seen the new Woo album. It's
SRC.
It's on
SRC.
Hey.
So like when you left, when y'all finally left, Loud Records, y'all was free agents. Like, did you Steve ever hit you like, yo, come back over here, let's try to do something?
Yeah, always had meetings with Steve. Always, you know what I'm saying, sitting down with something, talking to him about something. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you know what I'm saying. We were definitely talking like that. You know what I mean? Bringing Maul back over there, and we had that meeting.
Do you feel like Steve owe a lot to you for being that y'all was one of the?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, hell yeah, we owe a lot to each other. You know what I'm saying? Definitely that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we built that shit over there, you know what I mean? We built Loud Records, you know what I mean? Word.
So, like, how supportive has, you know, 50 and the G-Unit people been to you going through what you're going through,
I mean,
right now?
100,000,000%, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
So, right now, I want to talk about is it a Mobb Deep album slated to be released when you get out? Did y'all record it yet, or you just gonna wait?
Yeah, Mobb Deep got stupid songs. We always got songs recorded. We always recording music. We don't never stop. So we got mad albums, you know what I'm saying? But we're not gonna do nothing until I get back, you know what I mean?
So you might have people saying right now, yo, Mobb Deep, the whole infamous Mobb, the whole shit is fucked up because P going in. Right. Let them know what the fuck is going on. When you go in,
yeah,
let
man.
Them know what's gonna happen when you
I
go
mean
in.
Shit, basically Ace and I see tools gonna be out there, you know what I'm saying? And it's gonna be all over the streets, all over the hood. It's gonna be the talk of the motherfucking globe, son. You know what I mean? Because I'm really bringing some shit to the table. It's not your average shit, son. Ain't your average nigga off the corner of the street, son. I'm a special kind of dude. I'm trying to tell you, man. That's why I last as long, man. You know what I'm saying? So you'll see, you'll see. I'm gonna let the music speak for itself.
And so, and who you collaborated with artists on your album?
Collaborated artists. I kept it really the home team. You know what I mean? I got Pacino, I got Havoc, I got Nice, you know what I mean? That was it. Twin Gambino, you know what I'm saying? Whoa.
So, you know, it's funny because I just finally seen the Murder music movie for like the first time. Like, you wrote the movie.
Yeah.
Like, what was that experience like writing a movie and actually seeing it coming out?
I mean, that shit was ill, you know what I mean? That's something that Queensbridge needed. That's something that Mobb Deep needed. Because our life and our story was so, just so incredible, you know what I mean? It needed to be told, you know what I'm saying? So I put that together. I let everybody in the hood get a part in that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's in that shit, you know what I'm saying?
And I seen it. Everybody was in it.
Yeah, everybody's
point,
in
everybody
it.
Everybody was in it. Yeah. At that point, was it unified Queensbridge?
Yeah, definitely, you know what I'm saying? At that point, everybody was together, you know what I'm saying? Because you see us there, everybody's there. Everybody from the hood
everybody.
That you can name is in that movie, you know what I'm saying?
So what happened? Like, when did that shit break up?
I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, we come together for something special like that. Like, if we do it again, somebody, if we shoot another movie about Queensbridge, I'm sure everybody will come together again, you know what I'm saying? But everybody got their own shit going on, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's not like what everybody think, you know what I'm saying? So everybody doing their own thing.
So how do you feel like being one of the main? I mean, we have Shan, we got Shantae, we got Molly that came before y'all.
Yeah.
But you, when people think Queensbridge, they'll think Mobb Deep and they'll think Nas. How you feel about some people just like trying to carry the torch of Queensbridge,
yeah,
and they seem like they try not to include y'all in that movement?
I mean, it's all good. They can do that if they want. I don't know how they gonna do that though. That's real incredible to not include Mobb Deep. You know what I'm saying?
So like, because you got a lot of people coming out of, like, you know, they from the bridge right now, like, but they wasn't around when you was out. Like, you still go there?
Yeah.
You still go over there? Like, mm-hmm. when you go over there, like, what's the reception from some of the people that's still over there?
It's love, you know what I'm saying? It's love, you know what I mean? You got hate, you got your haters, you know what I mean? But you always gonna have your haters everywhere, you know what I'm saying? But it's 98% love, 2% hate, you know what I'm saying?
So it's like, because, you know, a lot of people look and they was like, yo, Nas and Mobb Deep and you know, P made incredible records together.
Hey.
What's the possibility of people seeing y'all getting together in the future doing some work?
I mean, it's always possible, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely always possible because, you know, we always stay in contact. We know how to get in contact with each other, you know what I'm saying? So that's always possible. But, you know, everybody's just doing their own thing, doing their own shit right now, you know what I mean?
So I want you to explain to people, like, the early days of the hood.
Yeah.
What was that shit like when everybody was just trying to get? You had Capone, you had Nori, you had Nas, you mm-hmm. had Nature. What was that shit like in QB when everybody was trying to get their feet wet?
Man, shit was ill, you know what I mean? Like, back in the days when I first came around and shit, like, niggas made me go around the whole hood. I had to battle everybody, you know what I'm saying? I had to battle Core Mega, I had to battle Nas, I had to battle everybody from the projects, you know what I'm saying? In order for them niggas to even accept me, you know what I'm saying? On the block and shit, the 12th Street crew, you know what I'm saying? That's Noy, Twin, Godfather, you know what I mean? Karate Joe, had everybody from the block, you know what I'm saying? Gotti, like, you know what I'm saying? So, basically, when I first came around, niggas was like, yo, P, right, you wanna be around us? You gotta battle this nigga. You gotta battle this nigga. Come on. All every day, like, I was going around the whole hood battling niggas all night. Nah, I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely took my couple of L's, you know what I'm saying? Like, because, you know, I'm battling caught niggas like Core Mega. I'm battling niggas like Nas. Like, these are the top niggas that everybody talking about. Like, yo, you got to battle this nigga, son. You know what I'm saying?
So people probably
want to
know, how did that you and Nas battle go? Like, what was that shit like in that beginning stages of y'all just putting that pen down?
I mean, yeah, that shit was just crazy. You know what I mean? We walked over to Nas' block, you know what I mean, on Vernon. We sat on the bench. He spit his shit, I spit my shit, you know what I mean? And not basically, now I said I was weak, you know what I'm saying?
He shit it on you?
Yeah, he shit it on me, son. He's like, yo, nah, P's weak. Yo, Have got to go solo, you know what I'm saying? So when niggas told me that, I was just like, what? Is that weak? All right, cool, you know what I'm saying?
When did he start giving it up?
Probably like, you know, after Infamous came out, you know what I'm saying?
The first album.
Yeah, cause when I was going around battling everybody, that was Juvenile Hell album. You know what I'm saying? That was like before Juvenile Hell came out.
So I mean, you know, it was word in the street that everybody was feeling like you was better than Nas. You know?
Yeah, I mean, niggas started telling me that. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Twin used to be like, "Yo, how I feel you better than Nas now? How I feel to be better than Nas?"
Did you ever feel that you was better than Nas? Or you
nah, just, like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm always on some shit like, you know what I'm saying? He's ill too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I got some shit. You know what I'm saying? But that nigga's ill, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like I'm really better than nobody. But, you know, of course, when I'm writing my shit, I got that attitude. But in real life, like, I don't really feel like, you know what I'm saying, I'm better than somebody or, you know what I'm saying?
But, like, as a competitive rapper. Oh, yeah. You started from the battle thing.
Like I said, when I'm sitting there writing my shit, I'm the best motherfucker that live. You know what I'm saying? But in real life, I know I deal with reality.
Nas with other pants.
You know what I'm saying?
So like in 2007, when you look at somebody like Nas and you listen to his shit, is that like how you feel about some of that music?
I don't listen to Nas.
You don't listen to him at all. That shit come on the radio, you just turn the station.
Nah, I turn it up. You know what I'm saying? I don't listen to Nas. I ain't buy Nas album and dumb long. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't listen to that shit.
So when he made the move over to Def Jam and you seen him align with Jay-Z, how you felt about that?
I was like, oh, all right, you know what I'm saying? Making his little movements, you know what I mean?
Cause it's like,
it seemed like they tried to team up because they were scared of what they ain't understand the Mobb Deep and 50's relationship. That was like a left hook to a lot of people. Like, people didn't understand that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was something that was.
And that shit came out of the blue to us, you know, the people don't know. Yeah. But how did that come about? Like, who made the calls?
I mean, basically, you know? That came about through my man, you know what I'm saying? Like, through my man E-Money Bags, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know what I mean? Growing up in Jamaica, Queens, and Queens, period. Like, everybody just know each other, basically, you know what I'm saying? And Fifth was one of them niggas used to always be around. And, you know what I'm saying? He was fucking with Mobb Deep, you know what I'm saying? Like, we was one of his favorite groups, basically, that's what he told me, you know what I'm saying? He was like, yo, I used to look up to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all niggas is my favorites. I love Mobb Deep, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all niggas made me what I am, you know what I'm saying?
So like Mobb Deep go down and like, if you had to say the history of Mobb Deep, like, where would you rank yourself as one of the all-time groups?
I would just be like, we stand in the class by ourselves. Like, you can't even compare nobody to Mobb Deep, you know what I'm saying? But just because our longevity and just because our consistency, you know what I'm saying? As far as coming with some that sound, you know what I'm saying? That really make you feel that shit, you know what I mean?
And you know what I think a lot of people wanted to know too, like, and you did the Quiet Storm with Lil' Kim.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Are you working on anything new with her?
Yeah, we gonna definitely be working with Kim in the future, you know what I'm saying?
Did you make the G-Unit album that's coming out?
Yeah, I think we do got a song on there. I ain't hear it yet though. We submitted like two or three songs for that, but I ain't hear the album yet, so I don't know what made it or not.
So is it collaboration records or is it just Mobb Deep records?
Nah, it's just a Mobb Deep record. Yeah.
So like, I want to know, like, when y'all first signed the paperwork with G Unit, how was motherfuckers treating y'all?
Who was treating us?
The corporate motherfuckers.
Like, oh, for
the
example,
big check cutters, Jimmy Iovine's and all of that.
I mean, they didn't give a fuck. Nobody didn't really care about Mobb Deep. You know what I'm saying? Except we got our little bit of fans, and we do our numbers every time around. But it was like Fifth did that was something personal for Fifth. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, oh, man, Jimmy Iovine's gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like, put millions of dollars behind this shit. Like, Jimmy don't give a fuck about us at all. All he cared about is Fifth. You know what I mean? Dr. Dre, Eminem, you know what I'm saying?
So
like, we had a meeting with Jimmy, and he was like, that sounds cool. That sounds right before we went to G-Unit, you know what I'm saying? He was like, we was trying to see if we could get on straight on Interscope, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. We had a meeting with Jim. Jim was like, it's cool, but you know what I mean? I would rather see you with, like, an Aftermath or, you know what I'm saying, Shady or G-Unit, you know what I mean, instead of straight Interscope. So he wasn't really interested in Mobb Deep, you know what I mean? So when that whole shit went down, it was just really like more of like a personal thing between us and Fifth, you know what I'm saying? It's something that Fifth really wanted to see happen, you know what I mean? And make happen.
So you did your last few records on independent labels.
Yeah.
why didn't you go with that corporate structure for your independent records?
Because I mean, it's better like that. It's more money. It's more money opportunities for us. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we got Mobb Deep on G Unit, and then we got our solo albums everywhere else, we still getting that G Unit fucking Interscope look. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, we getting our independent money. So we getting the double the promotion. You know what I'm saying? And double the money. You know what I'm saying? So that's a good thing for us. You know what I mean?
So what's that? What's that? Cause you know, you a lot of people throw numbers around like I get $8 a record. I get with that independent money. What's that shit really like?
I mean, shit.
The breakdown.
I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But as far as my shit, I own my label, you know what I'm saying? I'm a label owner, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm about to eat real good with my shit, you know what I'm saying?
So while you away, who some of the albums you're trying to put out through your label?
I'm definitely signing artists, you know what I mean? I'm signing, I ain't really looking for no new rappers. I ain't looking for no, you know what I'm saying? Really, I ain't really looking for no rap, really, to tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying? But I'll sign some rappers if they, like, if they got, like, you know, like, a name for themselves or something, you know what I mean? Or got a track record, you know what I mean? Because to me, you know what I'm saying? I don't really hear nothing out there that I really like, you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather do some R&B shit, like, reggae shit, you know what I mean? Or just sign some established artists, you know what I mean?
So, I wanted to ask you, too, because, you know, recently the footage surface with you on YouTube with your son in the shooting range.
Yeah.
Is that older footage or is that?
Yeah, that's from like 4-5 years. That shit is mad old. Okay. I put that out on Infamous Allegiance DVD.
So why you think like? I mean, do you like the fact that all this shit is surfacing and people?
Yeah,
like
I mean that's why I put it out there.
Oh, you put it out there.
Yeah, I put it on Infamous Allegiance DVD.
Uh huh.
And then anybody in the world could take it and put it up wherever they want after that. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I put it out there to the world, because I want the world to see it. So I'm glad somebody snatched it and put it on YouTube, because that's the reason I put it out there. I want the world to see that. You know?
So, like, your son, do you explain to him what's going on with your situation? Is he old enough to understand
what's
happening with you?
Yeah, he know what time it is, you know what I'm saying?
So I know, like, you being his pops, he definitely gonna, you know, have knowledge of self. Like, what is that like for you as a father having to go away and leave your kids?
I mean, you know, it's hard, you know what I mean? Because the kids, you know what I mean? It's hard for them, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it's just, they got to deal with reality. And the reality really is not that bad, you know what I'm saying? I'm not doing, like, serious time like a lot of niggas is doing. A lot of niggas is fucked up, man, never coming home to their kids, you know what I mean? So they just got to know that this is nothing really, you know what I'm saying? All
right. So, yo, basically, you know, we done went through it right quick.
Well, you want to go more? I mean,
yeah, it's
super dope. Now, you remember that shit?
Ready,
yo? Yeah,
I'm ready.
So, yo, like, when you were still fucking with Nas at the time that, like, the situation with Jay-Z was bubbling, did you see that shit brewing before Nas saw it?
Basically, what happened was this, man. Let's see. Around the time when we was working on the soundtrack for Murder Music, the movie, around the time we was shooting the movie, you know what I mean? I was in the hood every day, you know, shooting scenes and shit. And the whole hood was talking about that shit, you know what I mean? Like, yo, Pete shooting the movie. You know what I mean? So everybody would come outside to watch, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, word started getting back to Nas, you know what I'm saying? What was going on and shit. So he started coming around. He jumped in the movie and shit. And we started working on the soundtrack, like I said. And we was in the studio called Soundtrack, you know what I'm saying? And we was working in there for a while, like every day. That was our studio. We was in there for years, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden, Nas started booking sessions at Studio B. We used to have Studio A, Nas was Studio B, right next door, you know what I mean? So they say, yo, Nas next door. I'm like, well, okay. So I go over there, check him out and shit. We talking, and he told me that he's working on a Queensborough album, you know what I'm saying?
So that's everybody from Queens?
Yeah, it was called the Queensborough album, you know what I mean? That is the QB album.
Yeah.
But it wasn't Queensbridge at
the
first.
The projects, it was the borough.
It was the borough at first, you know what I mean? So he was telling me about that and shit, you know what I mean? And I had a conversation with him. I was like, yo, you know what we need to do? We need to make a song going at motherfucking Jay-Z. Fucking biting our style, son. And he got his little mans rapping about you. You know what I mean? That's when fucking Meth Bleak was saying shit like your life is written. So it's a bunch of bullshit trying to go at Nas. You know what I mean? So I was like, yo, fuck that. We need to go at them niggas, son. Don't try to go at you. Anybody not stabbed. Shooting his videos in the hood with plastic cups, with football jerseys. They trying to look like us, son. Ain't biting our style, son. You know what I'm saying? So Nas was like, nah, it ain't really nothing, son. Like, I ain't going there. He ain't nobody to go at like that. I'm like, I'm telling you, son. This dude is throwing subliminal shots at niggas. And plus, I told him, like, in the song, on one of his songs on his album, he was like, oh, and Cough Up Along, where I'm from, Marcy, son, where the nigga had the plastic cup in the football jerseys like us and shook ones. He had a line in there that said, I'm from the place where you and your mans hung out in every verse of your rhyme, you know what I mean? So I used to listen to that, like, who the fuck you talking about, son? Because ain't nobody ever rhyme about Marcy before except for me, you know what I'm saying? I said that shit in a song called, I think it was Trife Life or something like that, on the Infamous album. I said, jetted through Marcy because D's ain't bagging me, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So I was the only nigga that said that shit. So he was talking about me, you know what I'm saying? He was taking shots at us. He said, I'm from a place where you and your little mans hung out in every verse of your rhyme. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh, okay, I see what he trying to say. You know what I'm saying? He taking little jabs at niggas and shit. So I told Nas, like, yo, son, you need to go at this nigga. He taking too many shots. He biting niggas style. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck this nigga. So I'm telling you, he like, nah, man. Nah, he ain't nobody. I'm like, all right, cool, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing, you know what I mean? Like, I know, I'm gonna handle it myself. I already know what to do, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't gonna let that shit slide, you know what I mean? So, time passes, we in the studio working. I start noticing that Nas started, like, intercepting the people I was bringing into the studio. Because what I was doing was, I was getting all the new rappers from Queensbridge, and I was putting them on the album, you know what I'm saying?
Like, who was new coming up at like, the time?
Like, was Nemesis and like Crime Fan, like different, a whole bunch of niggas, you know what I'm saying? It was like a whole bunch of like Littles, you know what I'm saying? And it was just a bunch of niggas that, new niggas that nobody really heard of. I was giving them light by putting them on the movie soundtrack and by putting everybody in the movie, you know what I'm saying? So, Nas, I started seeing that Nas was like grabbing niggas and bringing them to his session when they was coming to my session and telling them to get on his album, you know what I'm saying?
At this time you was doing
Murder Music, the soundtrack.
But y'all spoke about, he told you want to do a Queens album.
Yeah, it was a Queensboro album.
Did you have a plan to do a QB album? Hmm. You didn't have a plan at the time.
Nah, my plan was to do a soundtrack with everybody from the hood.
Yeah.
Do a movie about Queensbridge, about Mobb Deep. Put everybody from the hood in it. Show love to the hood, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what the hood needed. Like, we should have been to that a while ago, but fuck it, do it now. Like, don't talk about it, be about it, you know what I'm saying? So I did it, you know what I'm saying? And basically,
he was snatching niggas from your sister.
Yeah, I seen him snatching doing that, and I started peeping, and I'm like, I ain't nothing wrong with that, cool, you know what I'm saying? Then I found out that he changed his name from the Queensboro album to the QB album. It was Queensbridge, and he started getting, now it's his album, he's getting all the new rappers from the hood, get everybody from the hood. I'm like, oh, okay, I see what he's trying to do, you know what I'm saying? He probably getting a little bit jealous because I'm not from Queensbridge. I'm shooting a movie about the hood. I'm putting everybody in it. I'm doing a soundtrack for the movie. I'm putting everybody on it. And it's making probably people look at him like, why you ain't do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is your hood, son. You know what I'm saying? Like, why is P doing that? And why are you acting like you Nas the Don? Like, you too good to, you know what I'm saying? Even come around and hang out with niggas and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, basically, I guess, to defeat that feeling, he started, like, trying to be like, all right, cool. I'm going to do this shit, too. I'm going to do the QB album. You know what I'm saying? But he was doing it in like in a sneaky way, you know what I'm saying? So whatever, it's all good. I let him do his thing because to me, if you following, if you copying, then that means you gotta keep up. That means I'm ahead of you, you know what I'm saying? You gotta keep up with me, nigga, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good. He in the back, you know what I mean? So I was like, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So basically, right after that, is when I did the little article in Source Magazine about Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And I said the shit where he said, you know, the little Snoop line.
Uh-huh.
And how, you know, New York been soft ever since Snoop came through and crushed the buildings. Uh-huh. And I was like, hold up, how this nigga gonna say that shit? I was like, he a bitch ass nigga for saying that. Cause the nigga wasn't nowhere around. How the fuck you gonna speak on this shit 4 years later? You know what I mean? Like 3 years later after the fact, you ain't had nothing to say back then, nigga. Like, shut your mouth, nigga. You know what I mean? Mind your business. I ain't got nothing to do with you. You know what I'm saying? So basically, Jake took that comment, and his little revenge was taking a picture of me from my grandmother's dance school back in the days when I was like 9 years old.
How did he get that picture?
I don't know, probably people he knew or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, that picture is like, it's circulated. That picture, let me tell you, anybody can have that picture.
Okay.
That picture was put in a program. My grandmother used to have a dance school, you know what I'm saying? And every year she used to have concerts at Lincoln Center and at the Apollo, you know what I'm saying? And every year she used to make a program for her show. And then when you open the program, it got pictures of everybody in it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's where that picture come from.
Now, how old was you in that picture?
I was 9 years old. It was 1983.
So if anybody who say they ain't have a Michael Jackson jacket or wasn't breakdancing, they're fucking lying.
I mean, some people probably didn't fuck with that shit. You know what I'm saying? But I had that shit because I was feeling Michael Jackson. I thought I was Michael Jackson when I was 9 years old. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of niggas did.
So basically, Nick, I can understand a nigga like Jay-Z probably not being into that because he's like 10 years older than me. Niggas like 40. You know what I'm saying? So of course he probably wasn't into that. He was an older nigga back then. Me, I was 9 years old, you know what I'm saying? When I was nine, Jay-Z was fucking like 12, 13, you know what I'm saying? Nah, he was like, I'm bugging. Yeah, he's like 16, 17. So he was much older, you know what I'm saying? So I can understand how he feel, you know what I'm saying? If he think that's funny, that's cool, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, when he did that, he put that up, boom, make people laugh. To me, what he did was he's dancing. He the one that's dancing. In 2001, whenever he did that, whatever year it was he did that shit, he was dancing because he dances around the subject. You know what I'm saying? You just dance around the whole subject, son. You just start to make people laugh instead of addressing what P talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, why you ain't addressed what P say? You know what I'm saying?
So after he did all that, did y'all ever see each other in the
street? Yeah, we seen. One day I was in Justin's, right? When they put that shit up, my man Illa G was in the concert. He called me Yo P. I told you this picture was going to come back to haunt you, nigga. I was like, what happened, son? Then he put the picture up with you, your Michael Jackson picture, son. I'm like, shit, I started laughing, right? I'm like, that's a funny nigga. That's some funny shit, you know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, cool, whatever, you know what I mean? So basically, like, maybe like, maybe not even a year after that. It was like New Year's. And me and a whole bunch of my niggas, yo, Kiko was there that night. The whole bunch of us, so we went to Justin's, right? So we all chilling to Justin's and shit. And we there for a minute. Then I heard a DJ say on the mic, yeah, Jay-Z in the house, Jay-Z in the house, you know what I mean? So I'm like, oh, word, Jay-Z. We all look at each other, Jay-Z in the house, where he at? You know what I'm saying? So niggas start looking around for this nigga, where he at? So now all of a sudden, you see him come walking, him and JD come walking. Dude, we standing, we all lined up at the door, like you can't even get in and out the club without seeing us, you know what I'm saying? So we all lined up out the door. So the nigga, JD see us, he boogied.
Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah.
All right.
Jermaine Dupri boogied out the club. You know what I'm saying? He walked, like, he left Jay-Z, like, I ain't with you no more, nigga. He walked straight out the club, right? Now you see Jay-Z coming. And he see all us. He like, oh, shit. He like, I walked these fucking little bastards now, son. He got a little two security guards with him. That nigga walked straight up to me like, yo, there ain't no beef, son. It's just rap, son. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing, right? I'm like, yeah, it's all good, son, it's all good. He's like, all right, cool, you know what I'm saying? It's just rap music, son, I ain't even like that. I'm like, it's all good. Then he walked out the club, you know what I mean? My niggas is tight, Kiko on the pound, son. But it's all good, you know what I'm saying, son? It's really nothing, you know what I'm saying? But after that, the nigga Nas put out a song called Build and Destroy.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that.
You know what I'm saying?
You heard that? Like, when he said, we invited you to the projects, yeah. Rap it right. Was he one of the people that invited you to?
Nah. He couldn't help it if I was in Queensbridge or not. Like, he couldn't do nothing about it. I was in Queensbridge if Nas said so or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't nobody to be saying who could come to Queensbridge. You know what I'm saying? Like, our block was totally different from Nate block. They on a whole other side and we on another side. You know what I'm saying? So he can't stop what's going on over here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what made him come at you?
Basically, if you think about it, it was a chess move that he did. You know what I'm saying? Because I told the nigga, yo, we need to go at Jay. He was like, nah. And then I started going at Jay. You know what I'm saying? And Jay started going at me. So now it's a Prodigy Jay-Z thing. Now I was thinking about that like, nah, it can't be no
you
Prodigy.
You felt left out?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? he greedy like that. You know, he like, nah, just the same thing he did with the soundtrack. Same thing with the movie. He like, nah, I can't let P do this. I gotta be the one that do this. So that's what that was about, basically. You know what I'm saying?
So do you think he heard some of the talk that P is better than Nas? Do you think he heard that talk?
Oh, hell yeah. Niggas was telling him that. The whole hood probably told that nigga, yo, P got one up on you. What you gonna do, son? But you know what I'm saying? I ain't never feel like that. I always look at Nas like, that nigga's one of the illest motherfuckers that rap
ever. So when he did the Build and Destroy rhyme, like, did you holler at him after that? I know you did the Central Park thing, but did you?
When he did the Build and Destroy shit, I was like, oh, right away, you know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, he just did a chess move, son. Because me and him had no beef.
Because nobody was like,
you know what I'm saying? And in the song, he like, oh, I always told you Prodigy was my man through the robberies and all. He was jealous of me and all that. I'm like, what is he talking about, son? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is this dude talking about, son? You know what I'm saying? Like, so he just went at me to get me out the way, to make me look like, oh, Prodigy's the son. Yeah. He's the son. Nas is the real nigga from Queensbridge. He got P out the way. Now it's Nas and Jay-Z beef. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically the move that he did when he did that. Then he dropped Ether. But then when he dropped Ether, I was like, whoa. You know what I mean? I could, straight up and down, I could have never made no shit like Ether. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was for Nas to do. That was meant to happen.
How did you, like, lyrically, because I know you were lyrical, do lyrically, yeah. Did you think the shit was really up to par, or was you just like,
What?
Ether. Did you think it was like,
what? Ether destroyed Jay to this day. He can't fuck with that song. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit destroyed that nigga, son. Everybody's like, oh, he destroyed, son. You know what I'm saying? Destroyed him from beginning to the end of the song. He crushed him in his whole entire dreams. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, son. He killed that nigga, son. He got under that nigga Jay's skin with that one.
So, like, right now, in this present day, like, yeah. You see them niggas smiling together, saluting each other in the video. What be going on through your mind when you see that shit?
I mean, it's all good, man, because this is a business at the end of the day. Niggas is making money, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. He chose to do what he do, ride with that. That's his choice, you know what I'm saying? That's what he did, you know what I mean? You can't knock that, you know what I'm saying? He's staying relevant. He's staying doing what he do.
So did you and, you know, you had 50 said a line about y'all with Jay, too. Yeah. Did you and him ever speak about that?
Nah. Basically, 50 was just like, he had said something like, to the effect, he was like, I ain't try to diss Mobb Deep when I said that. I was just talking about something that, a real situation that really happened. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't trying to diss Mobb Deep, you know what I mean? But we ain't never spoke about that shit. Like, that's nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't even think about that shit. You know what I'm saying?
So if you was to have an ego, what's your ego like knowing that Jay-Z and Nas, you was on both of their minds? What did that say for you? Is your place in the hip-hop?
I mean, it definitely say that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I must have got up under their skin, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I got a hand. They was like, I got to handle this nigga right here. You know what I'm saying? This nigga going to be a problem. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, when you did the Central Park shit,
yeah.
Was it all good? Like, how did that come about, when you did the Central Park shit? With
basically, we did Central Park, man, you know what I'm saying? And it went down kind of weird, you know what I mean? I really can't put my finger on it.
What kind of nigga is this nigga Nas, though? You know, people want to know from being around him. What kind of nigga is this nigga?
Nas is just like, you know what I'm saying? He keep to himself, you know what I'm saying? And he try to make it weird, like, he the best out of everybody, you know what I mean? And, like, keep it like that, you know what I mean? Like, he keep niggas at a distance. He don't want nobody getting on his level, like, you know what I'm saying? When he come around, he want everybody to, like, look up to him type shit, you know what I mean? So he won't always want to be, like I said, like, the two instances I just showed you, two examples I just showed you, when he fucking got jealous because of the soundtrack and movie shit. And he got jealous because of the little Jay-Z rap bullshit, you know what I'm saying? So that's the kind of nigga he is, you know what I'm saying?
So going back to the Central Park shit, how did that come about?
Basically, it came about because of me. One day we were sitting in the studio and I heard Nas was over the radio. I heard he was doing a song, show at Central Park, you know what I mean? So I told Littles, I was like, yo, holla at Lord and tell Lord to holla at Son and tell him we want to perform at that shit. And Littles was like, you sure? You know what I'm saying? You want to do that shit? I'm like, yeah, son. We need to be there. You know, Mobb Deep, Nas, Central Park. Niggas need to see that, son. You know what I mean? So, because that was a big event for the Central Park to let Nas perform. That's major, son. You know what I'm saying? So, I was like, fuck that. We got to be a part of that. You know what I'm saying? So, niggas called. And some was like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it. You know what I mean? So, you know, we ain't see each other, we ain't speak to each other since all the beef and records and shit. We've been dissing each other and shit. So we ain't even see each other to this day. So when we get there and shit, you know what I mean? I get inside and basically first thing I noticed was when I went in his trailer, you know what I'm saying, in the park, I noticed that I walked in, Khalees had a video camera and she was taping, you know what I'm saying? So I walk in, I'm like, yo, what up, nigga? And he's like, yo, what up, son, what up? He was like, I was like, yeah, I miss my nigga. I miss doing songs with you, son. You know what I'm saying? He was like, you don't miss me. You don't miss me. Fuck out of here, Pete. Fuck out of here. You don't miss me, yo. I was like, nah, I'm dead ass, nigga. I'm serious. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, whatever, whatever. And then, nigga late. He like, yo, Pete, let me talk to you. So then somebody came knocking on the trailer door and said, showtime. So we all walking outside. And late like, yo, basically, what's up with that shit? He like, yo, what's up with that shit you dissing Worm, know what I'm saying? What's up with that shit you dissing Worm and dissing niggas? Worm's a little nigga from the projects, know what I'm saying? Little faggot ass nigga. All right, son. All right, yo. You know what I'm saying? Worm's a little faggot ass nigga from Queensbridge. He think he a thug. Nah, he locked up. He doing life right now, you know what I'm saying? Little faggot ass, bitch ass, blood nigga, you know what I'm saying? I don't like that nigga, you know what I'm saying? Because the nigga did some faggot shit, tried to set me up. Like, these niggas is punks, you know what I'm saying?
Physical, he tried to set you up?
Yeah, like, nah, like, they tried to rob me one day and set him and Lake tried to do some ill, sneaky shit. Like, these niggas is punks. Like, if you supposed to be a thug, nigga, you don't got to set nobody up. All you got to do is walk up to P and take my shit, you know what I'm saying? Don't try to come around and snuff me from behind and do all kind of sneaky shit. Like, well, you supposed to be all this thug, boss type shit. Why don't you just walk up to P and snatch his shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Just rob me like a man, nigga. Don't try to set me up on some grimy shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. These niggas is punks, huh?
You said it's so, Central Park shit, Lake.
So basically, yeah, Lake was like, yo, what's up with all that shit you dissing Worm on the mixtape? Because I had did this mixtape called the West Coast Mixtape, and I had a song shitting on Lakey, shitting on Worm, shitting on Nas, shitting on the Bravehearts, because they was going at me, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no reckless shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm defending myself, you know what I'm saying? So I went right back at them niggas, talking about I paralyzed all of them, kill their mothers, all that. I was wild on them niggas, you know what I'm saying? Because they niggas tried to wild on me. So I wild right back on them, because I don't know who the fuck these niggas think they is, you know what I'm saying? So basically, he was like, yeah, what up with all that shit, what up with all that shit? And I'm like, what up with what? I'm like, y'all niggas went at me, I went at y'all niggas. You know what it is, nigga, you know what I'm saying? And basically, my man Little was like, yo, you know, don't talk to that nigga P, fuck that nigga, yo. You know what I'm saying? That nigga's pussy. So these niggas start arguing. Yeah. So now Lake and Little start arguing. You know what I'm saying? Like, and Lake like, oh, your man gonna get you in some shit. So these niggas popping shit, whatever. So now the nigga Lake get on his phone. We walking, mind you, all this time we walking towards the crowd. You know what I'm saying? Towards the stage. You know what I mean? Backstage area. So this nigga Lake get on his phone. Yo, it's like five of us. You know what I'm saying? Six of us. Lake get on his phone. Yo, we coming backstage right now. These niggas is fronting. Yo, get everybody to the gate. These niggas is fronting. We gonna see what's really good. These niggas fronting. We coming right now. So like, what? Like, whatever, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So he walk. We following them. They fucking open the gate to the back door and shit. And as soon as we open the gate, niggas just start thumping. Boom, boom. They close the gate on us. You know what I mean? Half and like two of my other mans got stuck outside the gate. Meanwhile, we inside the chaos, you know what I'm saying? So, mad niggas fighting, niggas getting stabbed up, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy backstage, you know what I'm saying? So, basically, ain't nothing happened to us. I didn't have a scratch on me. None of my peoples had a scratch on them, you know what I'm saying? And basically, laking on them niggas, faggot-ass niggas, got stabbed up, beat up, and all that right backstage at their own show, you know what I'm saying? And we got on the stage. We did our performance and we bounced like the police. Yeah. The police couldn't even break that shit up, son. You know what I'm saying? Like niggas was thumping and stabbing everything. It was serious. You guys Busta Rhymes, you guys Q-Tip, all them niggas seen that shit. You know what I'm saying? So basically Busta came up to me like, yo, y'all niggas is crazy, man. And another thing, Khalees got it all on tape. So she got the whole thing on tape. And it's funny how they never leaked that.
So she stood there filming.
Yeah, why they ain't leak that
was
one?
Was Nas in a ruckus too, or he was...
Nah, Nas was getting on stage performing. You know what I'm saying? When niggas start... We all walking backstage, it's a backstage area. When niggas open the gate, my niggas start thumping immediately. You know what I'm saying? Start beating niggas up immediately. You know what I'm saying? My man Rondo pushed me to the side. You know what I'm saying? He beating niggas up. I'm standing there looking at Nas. I'm like, what up, son? Because I'm like, in my mind, like, yo, you trying to set us up? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what up, nigga? he looking past me like he can't see me and shit. And he just grabbed the mic and go on stage. I'm like, funny nigga. And I look over and I see Late standing on a wall and shit, just watching everybody fight. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, this nigga's fucking pussy. He popping all that shit, and now you standing right there watching your peoples get beat the fuck up and stabbed up.
So after
up
all
shit.
That shit, how the fuck y'all still managed to give grab the mics?
Because there was nothing they could do about it, basically. You know what I'm saying? And the other half of the Queensbridge niggas that was with Nas is our niggas. They fuck with us. You know what I'm saying? So they look at, they looking at these niggas like, I don't know what's wrong with them niggas. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why they fronting on y'all niggas. We fuck with Mobb Deep. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they didn't even get involved with the shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They just watching Lake and his people get their ass whooped. You know what I'm saying?
The beef started with you and Nas speaking. And Lake kind of took it and made it his situation.
Yeah, you know, Lake came home on some, you know what I mean, he big Lake, or he probably was telling niggas in jail, yeah, Mobb Deep is my thuns, you know what I'm saying, I got them niggas right here, son, you know what I'm saying, those my thuns, I raised my, this is what these niggas be saying in jail, son, niggas be lying, son, ain't nobody raised nobody, son, we raised ourselves, son, you know what I'm saying, nobody from that hood raised nobody, son, everybody's a man for themselves, son, you know what I mean? Wasn't nobody's son. Ain't none of that shit, man. Everybody know what time it is, man. You know what I'm saying?
So right now, Lake throwing shit at you right now. He threw a little record out getting at you. What is that stemming from? Is that from that old
That's
situation?
From the old shit. Yeah, that record that he did, he probably did that back then. And he's so just putting it out now. Because I guess he figured, you know, he seen my mixtape came out, Return of the Mac. He hit HNIC2 about to drop, so I guess he picking an opportunity now where, oh, it could be some, they gonna play Prodigy shit and then they gonna play Lake shit next. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas be doing that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying?
So the situation with Nas this today, did y'all ever speak after that Home Central function?
Nah, we never spoke after that. You know what I'm saying? Basically, my niggas in Cali caught that nigga over at Roscoe's. You know what I'm saying? My niggas caught that nigga at Roscoe's. Like, he was asleep. He was outside on his cell phone by himself. My niggas surrounded that nigga and then called me. Like, what do you want us to do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So you gave him a pass.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That shit is crazy. So, like, is Lake still in the hood?
Yeah, Lake probably still be in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas, a lot of niggas scared of Lake. You know what I'm saying? So Lake be running around the hood trying to do whatever, whatever. I don't know what the fuck he doing. That nigga's a bitch ass nigga to me. I hate that nigga. He can't rap. His songs is corny. You know what I'm saying? You trying to act like you so gangster, like you running something. Like, nigga, you pussy, son. You can't come nowhere with Mobb Deep perform at. He can't come nowhere around us because he know he can't come nowhere around us because he know what would happen if he come around us. You know what I'm saying?
So you and Mega got a good relationship.
Yeah, Mega's my nigga. Like, the night that Worm and Lake set me up, the only reason I ain't shoot they car is because Mega was in it. That's the only reason I ain't shoot that fucking little faggot ass Land Rover they was in, because Mega and my man Ice was in the back seat. My man Ice from Ravenswood. You know what I'm saying? I could have shot that whole car up that night. You know what I'm saying? As soon as they did that little bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And that was at the tunnel. And back, that was back in the Murder Music album release party. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, when y'all got so many mutual friends, is there anybody that could say, yo, squash this? Or is it like,
nah, ain't no squashing that shit. Ain't no squashing that shit. It's just like, you know, niggas like that, you can never get along with ignorant, stupid ass niggas that think they got like a thug mentality, like, we the real thugs, like Pete not from Queensbridge, like I'm from Queensbridge, you know what I'm saying? Like, we the gangsters. Like, nigga, shut the fuck up, you know what I'm saying? Like, shut the fuck up, you corny, nigga. Like, we try to show you love and extend our hand to you when you come home, and you try to do some corny shit and manipulate niggas and try to act like you this person that you not, son. Like, I don't give a fuck what you did back in the days or who you shot. That shit don't matter to us. Like, we don't care about that kind of shit. Like, so, nobody cares about that kind of shit in 2008. Like, that don't matter no more. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
nobody's
now,
scared. No, nobody, you're not scaring nobody no more. Like, niggas ain't scared of that. You know what I'm saying?
Right now, if he see this, he might say, nigga ain't never do shit for me. What is some of the shit that y'all tried to help the nigga Lake with?
Man, that nigga came home from jail. As soon as he came home, he came to our crib in Long Island. We all had a crib together. You know what I'm saying? And Lake came home to the crib, and I ain't see this nigga since like 89. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, oh shit, what up, son? You know what I'm saying? Last time I seen him, it was me and Had in my renter, and it was Lake and Mega in another car, and we was racing through Jamaica. You know what I'm saying? We was going up one ways, wilding back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And that was the last time I seen him. He got locked up, so I seen him again. I'm like, oh shit, what up, son? You know what I mean? We never really got that close back in the days, but we had our little times like that. Like I just said, we was racing in the cars and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh shit, I remember. You know what I'm saying? What up, son? So we were having a party the next weekend. So I said, yo, I'm gonna hook you up with some passes. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give you like a bunch of passes. I get a nigga like 15 passes. You know what I'm saying? Like the following weekend. Like, yeah, son. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all go in early. And this is how the whole drama started with these faggot ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? Basically, I gave him the passes, right? It's like 7 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, in the evening. The tunnel opened at like 10, 11, you know what I'm saying? And the passes is only good to 12. So I told these niggas, go now. Go inside the party now. Because I don't want niggas to say, oh, the passes ain't good no more now. Y'all niggas go now and we meet y'all inside because we were still waiting for Noy to come, you know what I'm saying? So Noy took, he didn't come till like 1 in the morning. So he made us all late. Whatever, we jet, we get to the club. And when we get to the club, we all walking in. And the security say, yo, you got some people over here at the side door. I'm like, ooh, like, you know what I'm saying? My people in already. He's like, nah, you got a whole bunch of people over here at the side door. So I'm looking, and I see niggas like, yo. I'm like, ah, shit, these niggas, I told these niggas to come in early. Why the fuck these niggas still outside? So whatever. He said, they came late or something, man, whatever. So I'm like, all right. So half went in, all my niggas is going in, it's just me, Godfather, and Noid outside. So I'm telling the security, yo, let them in. They all got passes, just let them in, you know what I mean? He like, aye. So then now the police woke up to me. Police said, we shutting the doors down. You say you either in or you out, we shutting the doors down. So I'm like, hold up, officer, you know what I mean? My people's over here, they got passes, we performing tonight, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. You either in or you out, we shutting the doors down, you know what I mean? I'm like, look, I told security, I said, look, I'm gonna leave my man Golf over here with you, you know what I'm saying? He gonna point out the people for you and show you which ones it is. He like, alright, cool, I'm gonna make sure they get in. I'm like, yo, Golf, make sure everybody get in. He like, I got him, son. I'm like, alright, cool. Had rushing me like, come on, son, come on. Fuck them niggas, son, we gotta perform, we got a show to do, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, alright, cool. So I go inside, you know what I mean? Boom, so I'm thinking Golf off getting these niggas, whatever. So we do the show, I don't see these niggas. So now after we leave, I go outside. Nigga Lake walk up to me outside. Yo, Pig, man, I gotta talk to you. So right when he said that, police was like, yo, y'all gotta get off the block. So I was like, yo, meet me around the block. So I hopped in my car, boom, go around the block. They drive around the block, I get out. I'm like, what's up? They like, yo, Ice is mad because his car got stolen or some shit. I'm like, where Ice at? Tell Ice to tell me that, you know what I'm saying? He in the car. He mad, his car got stolen, he wants you to pay for it. I'm like, I'm not paying for nothing, tell Ice to come in. So he got Ice out the car, I'm like, what's up, son? I'm like, I'm not paying for your car, son, you know what I'm saying? How you know your car ain't get towed? I'm like, how, it's not my fault, first of all, that your car got, you know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't have parked there, son. So Ice looked at me, he like, he can't even say nothing to me, because he already know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's my nigga, I fuck with Ice. So he looking at me, he just like, forget it, P.
His car really get stolen?
I don't know what the fuck happened to us. I think I got told that night. You know what I'm saying? So he looked at me. He like, just forget it, P. Forget it. He got in the car. So I'm like, this nigga ain't even saying nothing. Like he, so it ain't even like what Lake is saying. Because I could tell. Because Ice ain't even say nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? So now Lake come back. He like, yo, P, just forget about it. You know what I mean? Niggas is just mad they couldn't get in. I say, son, I tried to get y'all in. You know what I'm saying? I gave y'all the passes early. I told y'all I'd come in early. Y'all seen what I did. You know what I'm saying? He like, just forget about it. Niggas is mad. So now while he talking to me, the nigga Worm get out the car. And he like, he taking a piss on the corner. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm talking to son. Then a nigga walks behind me, and the nigga snuffed me.
So that shit, the beef started with them that night?
Yeah, son.
Wow.
Because they couldn't get in the club, so they want to take it out on me. I'm like, what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? I try to get y'all niggas in, you know what I'm saying? So when the nigga snuffed me and shit, I dropped to the floor, I'm like, oh, shit. So nigga took my chain off my neck while I'm on the floor. So I get up, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, shit. So now nigga Lake like, yo, he talking to Worm like, yo, Chills, what the fuck you doing? What the fuck you doing? Acting like.
You think he knew the whole time?
Of course he knew the whole time, you know what I'm saying? Because I found out through somebody that's fucking somebody's bitch. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. That the whole shit was set up. You know what I'm saying? I found out through this person that, you know what I'm saying? Lake and had told Worm, yo, I'm gonna talk to him. When I get out the car, talk to him. You come around, hit him, bab. I'm like, yo, all right, why y'all gonna try to pull that on me? That means, first of all, you just think something sweet. Like, so as soon as they did that shit, the nigga took my chain off my neck and he ran and got in the car. Got my little 3 chain, you know what I'm saying? Nigga ran, got in the car. So I get up, I go straight to my car and pop the hood and get the gun out the engine, you know what I'm saying? And I'm looking at the car like, I said, Ice is in the back seat, Meg is in the car. I'm like, I'm gonna see the niggas later. You know what I'm saying? Put the gun back and I bounce, you know what I'm saying? So now, boom. Next day, I call these niggas like, yo, son, what up with my chain, nigga? Where's my chain at, son? Yo, come meet us at such and such and such. So I go meet these niggas by myself, son. You know what I'm saying? Go meet these niggas. I'm calling, man, I don't even want to tell you certain shit. You know what I'm saying? Because this is like embarrassing. Not for me, for other people. I'm going to save people. I'm not even going to talk and tell you the pussy shit that was going on. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I go by myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, what's up? Where my chain at? He gave my chain back. He's like, yo, son, I ain't know it was going to go down like that. I ain't know he was going to do that. Yeah. He did that on his own. I ain't know Worm was going to do that, son. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yeah, it's all good. Whatever, son. You know what I'm saying? Nigga almost broke my nose. My shit is fucked. I got an ill black eye. You know what I'm saying? I'm here by myself. I don't give a fuck about none of these niggas. And I got my gun on my waist. So if these niggas try to front me, I'm blaming any one of these niggas. You know what I'm saying? It was Lake and Mega. You know what I'm saying? So they came. Late game, my team. I'm like, all right, cool. So Lake was like, well, what you doing? Nas is having a session over here, boom, boom, boom. He said, come with us. I'm like, all right, cool. And I go with them by myself to Nas' session, you know what I'm saying? Mad people in there, I got an eye jam in everything. I'm in there by myself like this, what, son? You know what I'm saying? With my chain back on my neck and my gun on my hip. So if anybody go ill like they're the Queensbridge Rulers or something, I can't wait till we shoot a video on the project, son. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait till we do that. Watch the army I bring through that hood, son. And nobody gonna say nothing to nobody, son. Guarantee you that, son.
Whoa. So you went to the session, and what happened when you went there, when you got there?
I mean, basically, I went up in the session and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just chilling with these niggas, whatever, whatever. I'm there because I want these niggas to see. I'm here by myself, son. And I got the eye jammy. I'm not wearing no shades. I'm not trying to hide. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming to your session by myself, nigga. I don't give a fuck. And you know I don't give a fuck because you can just see it in me. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I was trying to accomplish. And then I left after that. You know what I'm saying? And that was basically it, you know what I'm saying?
Did you see Lake again after that?
Did I see Lake again after that? Nah. I seen him at Central Park.
So the Central Park
show? Yeah, right, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, I was trying to get a timeline. Park.
So
shit happened, the show.
The next time I seen Lake after that was at Central Park. And then he was like, yo, what's up with that shit? You dissing us on the rack, you dissing Worm, and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, nigga, you know what it is, nigga. You sitting on me, I'm sitting on you niggas, you know what I'm saying? And that's all that shit happened, you know what I mean?
So you have another situation you had. You mentioned Littles earlier. Like, what happened with you and him?
I mean, I don't know what happened with Littles. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was fucking with him. We treat him like family, you know what I mean? And he just crossed niggas, so we don't fuck with him no more.
So to this day, it's just...
Right. And you see, we fuck with Twin, we fuck with Noy, we fuck with all our niggas. We all still fuck with each other. Why is it that these certain niggas, we just don't get along with? Why is that? It must be something about these niggas, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, it's something, these niggas is doing something, you know what I'm saying?
So how cautious are you right now about letting new niggas in the circle?
I don't fuck with those new niggas at all. I don't fuck with nobody. I be myself all the time. Like, really. Like, I don't like new people at all. At all.
So we see.
I don't trust nobody. I don't like people. Like, it's for real, man. I don't like dealing with motherfucking people, man.
So we see the Free Peace sweater. You know, somebody gonna look and say, yo, I want one of those. How can they get a hold of that sweater right there?
All you gotta do is go on hnlc2.com. Order you sweater, bandanas, t-shirts, hats. We got everything. We got a whole online store. You know what I mean? hnlc2.com.
And they can purchase it on there.
Yep.
So how many flavors you got on that Free Peace shirt right
now? We just got black and white right now, but it's about to pop off. You know, it only been up for like 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Because I seen you had a show. What was the show you did recently where you had the
Jam Master Jay show?
Jam Master Jay. What was that like? Like being from Queens and Jam Master Jay. Like, how you felt about Jam Master
J
and
my DMC? I mean, they started me on the rap, you know what I mean? So I look up to them niggas like, those are the fathers of rap to me, you know what I mean? I know Kool Herc and everybody before them did it, but to me, what inspired me was Run DMC, you know what I'm saying?
And you, and at the show, I believe Snoop was there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think y'all seen each other after the situation that y'all had. Like, what's y'all?
We mad cool, you know what I'm saying? We mad cool, Snoop. That's our nigga right there.
So that was just all rap?
Nah, it wasn't on rap. That shit
I'm talking
was
about
this.
That's what I'm saying. I want people to know, like, how serious was that shit?
Now, that shit was serious. I'm talking personal. Them niggas was kicking our buildings down. Like, we took that personal. That's why we did a song immediately, right back at them niggas. You know, throwing bodies off the bridge and all that shit. Like, it would have been on if we were bumping to each other back in the days. You know what I'm saying?
So like, the LA song, whose song was that originally?
That's Snoop's song.
I mean, the LA, the New York is Snoop's song. Yeah. The LA was y'all. That was originally
Mobb Deep
song.
CNN, yeah.
So like,
that's really CNN's song. We just got on it with them. You know what I'm saying? We decided, all right, come on, we're gonna do this song. You know what I'm saying? And it was they shit. We let them do it. You know what I'm saying? But we got on and did the chorus, did the video with them niggas. You know what I mean?
So like, you said you can't wait to do a video on the projects. Like, if you was to do a video on the projects right now, like, who you think gonna come out and show support and show love?
Everybody gonna come out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that hear about it, they gonna come out. You know what I'm saying? Haters is gonna come. They gonna watch from afar. And then everybody that love gonna be right there.
So what's your relationship now with like Trash, Capone?
Trash is family, you know what I'm saying? Capone from the block, you know what I mean?
So basically, we done went in with P today, you know what I'm saying? Anything else you feel like you gotta get off your chest that you need the people to know?
Just that, you know what I'm saying, like.
See, because he got up, this shit, you know, he had some shit. You made P stand up.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of shit just get me burnt when I talk about these bitch-ass niggas, son. Because these niggas just be trying to act so tough and sell that to the world. Like, I'm the tough nigga from Queensbridge. I'm the tough nigga. Like, they run the show. Like, come on, son. Like, cut it out, son. It's just, like, we making good music over here. We Mobb Deep. Niggas know our name. Niggas know what time it is. Like, you ain't sunning nobody over here. Cut it out, son. It's not happening. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so you know, the fans right now might say Late got the record out. They think it's a new record.
Man.
Do you feel like you got a response to that shit?
I already said what I had to say about Late. You know what I mean? I already did that. He late. He too late.
So for the people who might be late and didn't hear what you originally said, what record was that?
Oh, that was on the West Coast mixtape. You know what I mean? I forgot what song it was, but it's on the West Coast mixtape. If you listen to it, you know what I mean? You'll hear it.
And what was the concept behind the West Coast mixtape?
Basically, we took all West Coast beats and we just rhymed over all the beats. You know
was that during the time where the beef was going on?
That was after all that. You know what I mean?
So like, what's your love like when you what's some of the reception you got from like Corrupt? I know you've seen a lot of them. Like, what's this relationship with a lot of the dudes
on
the West?
Love, nothing but love with them niggas. Know what I'm saying? It's all love. Like, we put all that shit behind us. Like, we all spoke about that shit, and we like, man, fuck all that shit. Know what I'm saying? Like, the niggas love Mobb Deep just as much as we love Dog Pound and Snoop. Know what I'm saying? Like, we play each other's music. Like, we fuck with each other. We hang out. We get drunk. We fucking hang out at the clubs. Like. You know what I'm saying?
So I know you at one point you was supposed to be doing Sam Scarfo project.
Yeah, we was working on Sam Scarfo.
But is that still happening or what happened with that project?
It's up, you know, that's all that was up to Jay-Z. Sam was Jay-Z when he first became president of Def Jam. Sam was the first artist that he signed. And he didn't know at that time that we was working with Sam, you know what I'm saying? But when it came out, he was like, all right, cool. We sat down and have a meeting with him.
You actually met with him?
Yeah, we met with him, you know what I'm saying? That was the first time I sat down with Jay, you know what I'm saying? And we just basically just spoke about Sam, you know what I mean? And how we gonna throw him beats and, you know, try to help him out, whatever we could do, you know what I'm saying?
So y'all didn't speak on none of that other shit?
Nah, we didn't speak on that shit. We just strictly business, you know what I'm saying?
So the project is up in the air right now?
Yeah, I mean, all that shit was on Jay-Z. That was his project, you know what I'm saying?
And then y'all also, did y'all have 40 Glock also?
Yeah, we worked with 40, you know what I mean? He an independent artist, but he also fucked with Mobb Deep, you know what I mean?
Okay. So, like, for your record label, what's the name of your record label?
My record label's Infamous.
Is it?
Rocksonic.
So it's still Infamous Records?
Yeah.
So how long have y'all had that label? How long y'all had that label?
Infamous is really just a name, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
our brand, you know what I mean? So whatever we do, that brand follows us, you know what I mean? So that's what it is.
So what I wanted to ask you, I think a lot of people want to know, was you afraid, like, you got the Infamous Mobb?
Yeah.
And then y'all name is the Infamous Mobb Deep.
Yeah.
Was you afraid that might, did you give them that name?
Yeah, we gave them that name.
Was you afraid that might confuse the fans a little bit?
Nah, because the fans know what time it is, you know what I mean? They ain't dumb, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, because you like, you know, sometimes you be on the bill and they say Infamous Mobb.
Yeah, it might be confusing sometimes, but once you get down to the bottom of it, you're going to be like, oh, this ain't Mobb Deep.
Yeah.
This is Infamous Mobb, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or you're going to be like, this ain't Infamous Mobb, this is Mobb Deep, you know what I mean? Like, you know the difference between the two, you know what I'm saying?
So, like, how you feel knowing that these is a lot of people that you help and you see them able to branch out and do their own projects? How you feel about that?
That's gangster, you know what I mean? That's how it's supposed to be, you know what I mean? Like, the people that's around us that keep it gangster with niggas, like, that's how it's supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? See them getting into shit instead of getting into the streets, they're getting into something that, you know what I mean, that's good.
So, and I just wanted to ask you before we wrap it up, what the fuck be going on to your mind when you write some of the shit you write? Like, you wrote some of the craziest shit ever. The Jesus rhyme. With the Pearly Gates, that's the craziest. That's the craziest shit ever. Like, what was Pete thinking when he wrote that?
I was just writing, speaking my mind about certain shit. It's like a lot of, you know, I don't believe in religion. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a religious person. I'm a real spiritual person. You know what I'm saying? And basically, I was just speaking my mind about religion without really explaining myself. You know what I'm saying? Because I just wanted to shock people. I wanted people to be like, yo, what the fuck Pete talking about? Yo, bring that verse back. You know what I'm saying? Like, really just make them listen harder. Now they really listening close now. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck he talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I know people will say that. You people get asked all the time, what's your favorite album? What's your favorite? And their answer is always, it's like picking your favorite kid in a... Man. But people, you could have a favorite kid. Most of the time, it's who taped you the most. If you could pick that one Prodigy verse that you think could stand the test of time for 40 years, like it's the best verse, what would you pick?
Quiet Storm, you know what I mean? The first verse, Quiet Storm.
Well, and I disagree with you. I think the ACD verse was fucking...
ACDC
that shit, was fucking... That shit was ridiculous.
Yeah, the ACD shit. Yeah.
And then you had...
Time Vultures was...
Yeah, yeah, you had... you had a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? You had a lot of them. But what is... P is most proud of the Quiet Storm.
Hey, Quiet
so,
Storm.
So when you did that record, like, was that a different vibe for you to do a record like that musically?
Nah, it was just like... You know what I mean? Basically, I heard the beat. I was like, that's my zone right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I need. Some up-tempo shit. Get niggas hype. You know what I'm saying?
So, how much unreleased material does Mobb Deep and Prodigy have?
Man, we got thousands of songs. You know what I mean?
And when?
We can stop making music right now, and we'll be good for the next 20. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, what's the possibility of some of them records coming out?
Yeah, it's all gonna come out. You know what I'm saying?
So do you own all of those records?
Yeah, that's our shit.
So I wanted to ask you, there's one record in particular, this is my own. Damn, you talking about the Garden of Eden, Be the Mobb Epic. What record is that?
That's not even on an album. That's,
yeah, that was like
on a mixtape.
On a mixtape. What's the name of that record?
What the fuck did they call that shit? Get what they call that.
Who did the track? I think
it was Aguilar and Matty C did that together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like Matt right now, I know he was real instrumental early on in y'all career. Like, what's your relationship with him right now?
It's cool, you know what I mean? It's cool. Like, he helped discover Mobb Deep, Biggie, you know what I'm saying? So he got a lot of power in the game, man. You know what I mean? He on the low. He real nonchalant with it.
And a lot of people might want to know, like, how are you physically right now? Like, how's your health right now?
Yeah, I'm good, man. You know what I mean? Feeling good. You know what I mean? I'm good. Whatever.
So for the people right there out there that might suffer from the same sickness that you have,
yeah,
how do you maintain your health?
Just eating right. You know what I mean? Try to stay away from the fucking cigarettes, the drinking. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard. You know what I mean? Because niggas grew up in that lifestyle. You know what I mean? But that's what it is, really. You know what I mean? They gotta eat right, drink mad water, you know what I mean? You just gotta take care of your health, that's all.
So do you ever plan on starting your own foundation for that, or do you have one already?
Yeah, I'm definitely planning on doing something like that in the future, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. When you go in there, how are these motherfuckers towards you knowing that, you know what I'm saying, you're not 100% in certain situations? How do they treat you? Do they not give a fuck when you go when you go through the system?
If you're not letting it be known, you know what I'm saying, and your lawyer's not letting it be known and making them arrangements, yeah, they'll treat you like just a regular motherfucker until you let it be known.
Because, like, do you worry, like, you might go in there, you might not get some of the same health care that you got out on the street?
Nah, because if that happened, I could sue the motherfucking state, you know what I'm saying? They got to motherfucking make sure that I'm straight, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to make sure I'm straight,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, so yo, this is Doggy Diamonds signing up. I'm with Prodigy, right? He got on the free P-shirt, but he here right now. Tell him where to get that shirt from again.
Get a good look, bitch. Might be the last time you see gangsters like this.
Keep that rolling. Yo, P, who you fucking with on the album tip? Like, you gotta be listening to somebody. Don't just sit your click, because everybody's seeing that shit.
I'm listening to Alicia Keys right now.
Yeah.
That album is fire.
And that's another one I gotta ask him right quick. Like, you being a lyricist, you all, what's the last verse you heard outside of your crew that made you say that nigga winning right there?
Probably one of Raekwon's new verses on the new Wu-Tang album.
On the new Wu-Tang album.
Hey.
So like, and that's another thing, cause you know we could fuck with PLA, but like another thing, like y'all and Wu came up together.
Hey.
Like, how is like when you know you see people saying like the Wu-Tang album was bullshit, like hey. how you felt about that? Like, would you have did that if it was your situation?
What you mean, like?
Like, they said the Wu-Tang album was bullshit. Raekwon, hey. Ghostface, everybody. Like, if you and Havoc did an album,
hey.
And Havoc did the production, would you ever shit on the album like that? Like,
oh nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and Hav always gonna agree before something come out. We always got agreement. You know what I'm saying?
And you know, a lot of people would probably want to know too. Like, how the hell did you meet Alchemist? Like, how did you begin working with him?
That was through DJ Muggs, because Infamous Mob was working with DJ Muggs. Uh-huh. And Infamous Mob really twin game Beano Burn to the studio one day. It was like, yo, this kid got some LBs.
And when he first walked in, when you looked at him, what was the first thing that went through your mind?
I was like, who the fuck is this nigga? Because I don't like new people. You know what I'm saying? I thought he was a cop for a minute, you know what I'm saying?
How long did it take for him to earn your trust for you to say he ain't 5-0?
I had to see him make a beat. When I saw him make a beat in the crib, uh-huh. I was like, oh, alright. Yeah, alright. Unless they training these niggas to fucking make beats now. And then sending niggas at niggas. You know what I'm saying?
So like you did a lot of work with Havoc, and you did mostly, you know, your whole body of work with Havoc.
Hey.
You did a lot of work with Alchemist. What's the difference between working with them two?
They got similar style, you know what I mean? When you hear that Hav shit, his shit just stand out for real, you know what I mean? Like, Hav shit is just like that shit, you know what I mean? He get deep down in his soul with the beat, you know what I mean?
And we know, like, for those who really know your career, know you was behind the boards too doing
it. Hey,
but what made you fall back a little bit and let Hav do most of the production?
It was really, you know, Hav started hogging the machine, really, you know what I mean? He wouldn't let me get on that shit. I'm like, damn, something more, son. Let me try something. He's like, nah, hold on, give me 5 more minutes. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, right now, if he was to go in the next room right now and you had to crank some shit out, could you do it?
Nah, I ain't make beats in like fucking, I don't even know how to work the machine now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shit, technology done went up. It ain't.
I could do it. I just gotta have somebody else work the machine. I'd be like, I sample this, do it like this. I could tell them what to do.
So do you bring samples and say, yo, I need you to flip this?
Oh, yeah, always do that. You know
so why mean? You don't take credit for the beat?
If I do, I will.
Oh, you do?
You know what I'm saying? All
right.
Yeah.
All right.
If I do something like that, I do take credit.
So, yo, once again,
yeah.
We about to wrap up. It's Doggy Diamond signing off. HNIC 2 will be out. Tell them the date that's coming out.
First week of March. You know what I'm saying? HNIC 2, man. Go get that motherfucker, man.
Order it online.
Go to the stores. HNIC2.com. Get your motherfucking hoodies, t-shirts, bandanas, hats, everything, man. Just come check us out.
Yeah, everything. You know, and you got a blog, too, that you've been writing lately, too.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, on HNIC2.com. You know what I'm saying? Come check us out. We got videos on there. It's like a little community. You know what I mean? You can bag your little shorties on there. Shorties, y'all can come on in, bag you some thug niggas or whatever. You know what I mean? Your mob deep type of niggas. You'll find them on my page, baby.
All right, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word, talk about it. Argue with me, I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds, I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.